Charlie Brennan on The Voice of St. Louis. Janelle Patterson is with us today. She is our 96th guest in our series of interviewing young entrepreneurs who are rolling the dice and starting their new businesses in St. Louis. And yours is called Frenity. Janelle Patterson, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for having me on.
Now, many of our listeners have not heard of Frenity. So just explain, what is Frenity?
All right. So Frenity is new. It is a new concept in social media with the premise of group networking. So technically, it's the first private group networking application that's suitable for users of all ages.
What does that mean?
That's a mouthful, right? So what that means is that it's compliant with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, also known as COPPA, out there. So we aren't targeted at kids per se. We're targeted at adults, but we're also suitable for kids to be able to use the site.
What does the site do for kids?
Well, the premise of Frenity is, if you think about mainstream social media, I look at that as sort of a friend sphere, right? So you can post anything you want on there. People can follow you. You might have 900 followers. Frenity sort of takes that model and flips it upside down and says privacy is at our core. So when you get on Frenity, you establish a group. And that group might be family. It might be a classroom. It might be a sports team or a dance studio, whatever the case may be. You invite people to participate in that group. Those people can be people of all ages. As long as you're, if you are a parent and you have a child who's under the age of 13, you have to set them up. But we are a COPPA compliance site. So once you set up a group and invite people to participate in that group, they can share anything they'd like with that group. So you share selectively with whom you choose to share.
How does that differ from, let's say, Facebook with restrictions?
Mm-hmm. Great question, and I get that a lot. And we are actually very, very different than a Facebook with restrictions. So kind of going back to what I said a second ago with Facebook being more or less your friend sphere, Frenity is total group networking. That's the premise. So I can't find a group on Frenity and ask to be part of it. I have to be invited. And if I have a group on Frenity, let's say I've got a group of 20 or 50 people on there, I can't click on those members of the group and see everything about them. I can only see what they choose to share with me in that group. So what's cool about that, Charlie, is for me, if I log into Frenity, I might have 15 groups going, one for my family, one for my daughter's cheerleading team, a whole bunch of groups, friends, people that we hang out with on the weekends, whatever. But the people inside those groups are only going to see what I choose to share with them. And as a parent, it's a beautiful thing because I do have one child who's under the age of 13. And it was the perfect way for me to introduce her to social media on my terms and be able to have those conversations and monitor what she's doing.
Sure sounds like it's ideal for people who have, let's say, a soccer team and there should be notices about the practices and the games and the banquet. Mm-hmm. Or it could be for, any number of kids' clubs, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And that is one of the parts of Frenity that is the beauty of using it for a team. So it could be a soccer team, it could be DECA, it could be Stuco, it could be Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. But you can get in there and put practice schedules or events on there. And then the owner of the group, if they need to cancel a practice or postpone a practice at the last minute, they can do it there. And everyone in the group gets that automated notification. Beauty of it is you can include people of all ages in your group, unlike the mainstream social media where you have to be 13 to participate.
Have to be 13. So 10-year-olds can be doing this.
They can. And that's why I created it. Essentially, the reason that it was created, it was that I had my own personal experience about 5 years ago with my kids. I was going through a divorce and my kids were 11 and 7. And my oldest had a cell phone because she spent a lot of time in the gym and needed us to needed to let us know when she had to be picked up. And naturally, as an 11-year-old, it's, can I have Facebook? Can I have Twitter? And the answer was definitely not. There's nothing good that can come of that for an 11-year-old. But downloading Instagram is what ended up happening. And she came to me very scared by a follower that she had attracted that she was pretty terrified. And so I started doing a lot of research and understanding that cyberbullying is a huge, huge problem, as well as cyber predators, as well as oversharing. And then you have more and younger kids getting online. And ultimately, that was the catalyst to start Frenity.
Frenity is spelled Frienedy. Are you in the beta phase or have you launched and are people on Frenity now?
Yes, we have launched. We went through two beta tests over a couple of years. that were enormously helpful for us. The first one told us that we had some changes to make. The second one said, you guys are on track. This is great. So we did officially do a national launch at the beginning of April. We're getting a lot of traction. We're completely thrilled about that. So we are through the beta. It is a web application, and the native mobile app will be in the Apple Store late July of this year.
When do you anticipate profitability?
Profitability, we're probably not looking for that until sometime in 2016, because the site is free for all users and we do not have ads on there. So there are no distractions. We monetize a different way. We have a completely different model. We expect to see profit in 2016.
How do you make your money?
Off of our wish list. So anybody out there who has kids that say, I want this and I want that, in my house, I say, well, it better be on your wish list. It's in some cases, it's a lot like wish lists that you might be accustomed to seeing online, but you can add any product to that wish list. And ultimately, that's how we monetize on the back end.
Is this a full-time job for you?
Yes, it is.
Any other employees?
I do. I have three other full-time employees right now and an entire contract development team.
Interest throughout the St. Louis area or beyond?
All over the place. Yes. Nationally and internationally. We're trademarked internationally.
So there are people abroad interested in Frontity?
Yes. We have users, global users as well at this point.
And right out of St. Louis. Well, congratulations for building a better mousetrap.
Thank you.
Janelle Patterson Frenedy, F-R-I-E-N-E-D-Y, correct?
Correct. Thank you.
And people can get more information by going to your website?
Absolutely. www.frenedy.com.
Well, don't forget us when you're really rich and really famous.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hey, news is next on KMOX.
The voice of the Cardinals. News Radio 1120 KMOX. KMOX HD St. Louis. 102.5.